Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, yeah.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And today we got guests. We got Yedaya Israel. He is a representative for the Youth Violence Conflict Resolution Seminar that's happening tomorrow.
Today.
Oh, today. Tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tonight from 5.
Yes, sir.
To 8.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that's happening tonight. And also we got Job Israel in the building. Sir. And this event is a Stop the Violence event.
It is, sir.
Where we'll be talking to the youth at the Boys and Girls Club. And I was also asked to talk for 15 minutes as well, so I'll definitely be there.
We're going to let it have you.
Yeah, hey, look, I appreciate y'all for coming through, because violence is a huge issue in our community.
It is.
Facts.
And why did y'all decide to have this right now?
Well, no better time than the present. As you know, Milwaukee is starting off this year already, 24 homicides, and that's not even including people who have been shot who were not murdered.
Right.
From 2020 to 2023, almost 200 homicides, so we're looking at about every 3 or 4 days somebody is getting put into a casket. Somebody is dying before their time, before they're able to reach maturity, before they're able to even get to the age where they finally get to understand life. So we're trying to be that bridge where we can give people what we didn't have growing up, because we come from these same communities.
Right.
Our people didn't have the proper understanding, so we're trying to show our people that the solution is in the scriptures. So we're trying to give them what we didn't have to equip them to be functional in society.
That's what's up. And how important has your faith been in your journey? Because y'all are young people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Y'all use the teachings and the moral base as a guide.
Yes.
100%.
Israel United in Christ.
Yes, sir.
What is that? What kind of, explain that.
Okay, yes. So Israel United in Christ is a Bible-based, faith-based organization started in 2003 by our elder, Bishop Nathaniel, and from his vision that he had with the Spirit of the Lord upon him, it has transcended into a global movement of people who believe in the Lord God, Jesus the Christ, keep the commandments, and that's the real change that we need in our communities.
Right.
Because in order for you to say you believe in the Lord, you must apply what is written. You can't pick and choose.
Right.
You know, so we are a product of the scriptures, but we would have never had that if those men didn't step up to the plate. So we're a product of men of faith. That's what we are. We are a product of their faith and their works, because faith without works is dead. So now we are coming up under their tutelage, and we're doing the same thing they did. We're
mentorship.
So we're putting in the work, and we're reaching the community, and we're trying to build that bridge and equip the youth to have what we didn't have.
What bothers you the most when you see what's going on in our communities with the young people, with the violence? What bothers you the most, and what is something that you want to change?
What bothers me the most is the hatred that we have for each other, because we know the crime, the murders, the stabbings, all the violence that takes place, the assaults, the jumpings, the beatings, all those things are just a reflection of that self-hatred.
Mm-hmm.
Once we have that love for self and that love for ourselves as a people, because we still suffering trauma from we share a collective trauma from what has happened to us. We have not healed as a people.
Right.
All right. And the Bible is the healing that we need. So
spiritual.
Exactly. So once we meet them where they are and we give them the solutions that they need, we can stop the self-hatred, because we have a lot to love in ourselves. We shouldn't have that vacant esteem or that low self-esteem that we have.
Mm-hmm.
But that hatred, that self-hatred and that low self-esteem, it's the foundation for a lot of the violence and the hatred that we have and the contention in the communities, the gangs and all those things. Once we restore that identity and sense of self, then we'll start to see a change in our communities.
What do you believe is the reasoning for the the self-hatred that I hate my brother. We're not working together to getting things done or being productive. Why do you feel the self-hatred is there?
Well, number one, give me Proverbs 23. I'm going to bring on it because everything we do is based upon the Bible. So I do want to read this verse real quick.
Go right ahead. Do your thing.
Proverbs 23, start at verse 7 real quick, Job.
Yes, sir. This is the book of Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he.
The Bible says, as a man or woman think in their heart, mm-hmm. so are they.
Mm.
So if I'm being conditioned in society to think that I'm a boy, if I'm being conditioned to think that I'm shiftless, I'm no good, I'm a thug or a thot, if everything around me is molding and conditioning me to be that way, my actions will show fruit of what I have been taught and force-fed to believe. But when we teach them, no, you're a son of the living God. You're a daughter of the living God. Our history is in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that happened, all nations are found in the Bible, including us. And when we identify who we are in the Bible, we see we have a rich heritage. We descend from great men, holy and righteous men. Now we have a foundation. And now we have somebody who we can model ourselves after. We can model ourselves after Abraham, after Isaac, after David,
right.
after Solomon. So that's what we're trying to restore to the people, that hole in their soul that's missing, which is the identity.
Yada Israel.
Yadiah.
Yadiah Israel.
Yes, sir.
I want to ask you, how do you compete nowadays
mm-hmm.
with what's going on in the community with their hip hop? I don't even know what this new wave is. Is everybody going to jail? They get
yes.
So fast as they get the contract.
Yes.
But they're out here going viral. It's spreading amongst the youth.
Mm-hmm.
How do you compete against that? What is the strategy to say, hey, this is the way?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you implement that?
Right. So a lot of what we do, we're very hands on in the community.
Right.
The youth violence conflict resolution is one branch to the many different resources and many different agendas that we have under IUIC. IUIC has the youth violence. We're also in the community. We're doing cleanups, and we also have mentorship programs
mm-hmm.
where we're teaching men how to be men, how to be productive in society. Like this brother right here, he graduated the 300 program. He has the pin on his shirt. So our leadership has put many different avenues in place to reach the people and show them a better way. But in regards to the music, we have our own music. So right.
Y'all got rap music.
Yes, yes. We have rap that's based upon righteousness.
Y'all should have sent us a sample of it.
Yeah, we got plenty of it.
You got to send the link.
So
original royalty. Yes, sir.
Hey, that's what's up. DJ Brother,
Fire
you
music.
May have to get some of this sample of what they putting out there to combat this with the rap music.
We're going to get it directly to you. A lot of it, too. We got different genres, singing, rap, poetry.
Can you find it on YouTube?
Yes.
What do you look up?
Original Royalty.
Original Royalty?
Yep. YouTube channel is called Original Royalty. Go to videos, and we got a slew. And we put our artists pound for pound against anybody.
What?
Yes.
Line it up.
Yes, sir.
Line it up.
Yes, sir.
They can go number one on the charts.
They can go number one on the charts. But the difference is we're not going to compromise our values.
No, you don't have to. If it's slick.
Oh, yeah.
If it's dope, it doesn't matter.
Pound for pound.
And you know what we call it? Truth music.
Truth? What?
That's right.
Truth music.
Puff!
Truth music.
Hey, look.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you right now, when we talk about violence in young people and things that are in our communities, I think that many times when you talk about people who commit violence, they get in a desperate state,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they get,
yes.
you know, maybe they have no other logic or anything to lean on
mm.
to judge why they're taking these actions.
Mm.
Because many times when we talk about what we've been taught, mm-hmm. it's to strike out first and then face the repercussions later.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
we were just saying
go to Isaiah 51 and 20, because that's in the Bible. A lot of times we look at this book and we disassociate ourselves from it.
Mm-hmm.
But exactly what you just said, it was already written. So get that real quick, and then I want to continue this dialogue. Read that quickly, Isaiah 51 and 20.
Isaiah chapter, you said 58?
51 and 20, please.
51 and 20, excuse me. The book Isaiah chapter 51 and verse 20.
Let's read the prophecy about our men in these last days. Go ahead.
It says, thy sons have fainted.
So when it says they have fainted, it don't mean literally fainting. It means that we have lost knowledge of self. We have lost consciousness.
Mm.
We're not conscious in these last days. Go ahead.
They lie at the head of all the streets.
What's the head of the street? That's the corner. We on a corner. We're gangbanging. We're pan sagging. We're selling drugs. We're doing drugs. We putting our women on the stroll, and we got them selling their bodies and different things that's going on these corners. It says they lie at the head of all the streets. Go ahead.
As a wild bull in a net.
So when you examine the attributes of a wild bull, they are very violent. You don't want to come around a wild bull.
Or a young bull.
Exactly. So God likens us in these last days to a wild bull in a net. Go ahead.
They are full of the fury of the Lord, the rebuke of thy God.
So we are suffering as a people, and we don't know why we're suffering. A wild bull in the net, he's desperate. He's in a trap. Ain't that what we call
the trap, right? Right.
That's us. We're those wild bulls in a trap, and we're frustrated. And a lot of times we take that frustration out on those closest to us. Mm-hmm. Hurt people. You know, so we all share a collective trauma, and then who suffers that trauma firsthand? Our own brother, our own sisters. So we're showing them, listen, everything that's going on is Bible prophecy, and the solutions are also found in his Bible.
100%.
Well, look, we're going to run the break, and when we come back, I want to talk about the event that's coming up tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes. 5 p.m. to 8 p.m.
at the
Public.
Boys and
it's
Girls
free.
Club. It's free?
It's free.
For all?
It's free for
and
all.
And it's a Stop the Violence event?
Yes, sir.
Look, Truth Nation, when we come back, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Drama and it's hostile. Where I'm at, we cure the trauma with the gospel. More than 12, it's like 1,000 apostles. Hit your block and then we dip like it's nachos. What's a op? We in the kitchen where they pop toast. Riding like a Tahoe, never scared of them potholes. We came to save the same ones they made a victim. Plague with the sickness, the scripture gave the prescriptions. This a doctor bag, play without the hockey mask. Came to chop up whoever, then it's a body bag. Told them we the sons of God and I got to brag. Whole hood know we in the field like where the cotton at. It be plots and haters that want to copycat. They know my stock's the greatest, they want to stop
me. Just patiently waiting up for the stop to that. They're gonna Israel the united in Christ in the building.
That's right.
Yedaiah in the building.
That's right.
Yedaiah,
yes,
Israel in the building.
That's right.
Job Israel in the building.
Yes, sir.
And there is an event tonight from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Boys and Girls Club. Is what Boys and Girls Club is this? What's the address?
What's the address?
Yeah, 3,000 North Sherman. Yeah, 3,000 North Sherman.
Sherman Park, the Boys and Girls Club,
yes,
at Sherman,
sir.
Park.
Yes, sir.
Yep,
yes, sir.
That's the one.
And when you, who do you want to reach? Are you talking about the community? Are you talking about the young people? Or you just want the community to just get engaged?
You know, it's heavy because it's called the Youth Violence Conflict Resolution. But, you know, a lot of times our troubled youth become troubled adults. So we want as much of the community to come out as possible. So we're promoting it. We're working hand-in-hand with the rec centers. We're working hand-in-hand on the streets. We're doing flyer missions, passing out the literature, letting them know, hey, everybody is welcome to come out. Because, like I said, young troubled youth turn into younger, older adults. And, you know, with the way society is shaping the people, the maturity level is not what it used to be 20 years ago. You know, they're saying 30 is a new 20, 40 is a new 30. People identify with the youth. You got 40-year-olds in the club listening to the same rap music that 16-year-olds are listening to.
That's what I thought, that it was there's no in between now. Everybody's listening to the same artist.
Yes.
Everybody trying to dress the same.
Yes.
You know, I remember when I was younger and I was in high school and some of my elders would come and say, hey, you the next. Mm-hmm. You know, then I grow up and they don't want to move out the way.
Right.
You know. Right.
That, I mean, that's crazy.
They don't know that I saw them when I was in high school.
Right.
Coming in telling me that I was the future.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I became the future, they wasn't willing to allow me to take my place.
Wow, that's deep, bro.
So that's what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
So I said it was my turn. And I don't care how you feel about it.
Right.
It's our generation turn to teach the next generation. And some people didn't want to come up off that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I guess they was still trying to find themselves, you know, at that point.
You're absolutely right. And that's why when you read even in the book of Luke, Christ said, you know, how do I liken the men of this generation, even in his time period? Because those same spirits is back today. The same things he dealt with, we have to deal with today. He said, I like them unto children in the marketplace.
Mm.
You know, meaning that very, very immature, easily sway,
right,
easily influence. Minds very impressionable. Nowadays, our adults who are supposed to be mentoring this youth, Generation Z, and whatever they call it right now, they are just as impressionable as them. You know, they on Worldstar, they on TikTok, they on Facebook,
they
right
on
with everybody
TikTok
else.
Doing the TikTok dances and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So so we want
to. It's no separation in maturity.
Exactly. So we want to reach everybody because everybody's being affected by it. Everybody's being affected.
Right.
You know, so you go into these prisons, you see 17 and up, you know, going in there for murders, homicides. Right. Sometimes we go into the prisons as well, and we teach the brothers who are facing 20, 25-year sentences, and all for something for a blink of an eye have cost them the rest of their life.
60 seconds.
You know, some of them with no option for parole either. Just for you losing your temper once, you threw away the rest of your life, you know, or 25 years of your life. So we're trying to give them the solutions so they can grow up to be fathers, so they can be husbands, and so we can raise up families and be
And y'all
peace.
Have a program that they can get involved in as well.
Yes, sir. So we work with the chaplains. We go in there, we mentor them. And like I said, a lot of them are facing some heavy time. But those who may have not committed murders and things worthy of 25 years, 30 years, even people in our congregation have passed. You know, so I myself... Job, a lot of us come from inner cities, whether it be Chicago, Milwaukee, and we would not be where we are today as citizens, business owners, electricians, managers, and things that we wouldn't be where we was at if it was not
without
for
the guidance.
Exactly, and the teachings of the Bible, because that's the foundation of everything. You know, our leaders don't come out of their own mind. You know, everything is found in scripture. So you'll see us a lot, but like, you know, let's get that scripture because it's what we base everything off of. The foundation is the Bible.
Where's the breakdown between the youth and the older generation? Where's the miscommunication?
I think it starts in the house. I think it starts in the house. And I think that due to the irresponsibility in the Black community, in the Hispanic community, with the way we court and the way we go about relationships, there's not a lot of marriages. It's a lot of single parent households. We're being raised by the mother. The mother, she was probably come from a single parent. So it's generational.
Mm-hmm.
It's generational
curses.
Yep. Yes, sir. And 100%. Then children who are products of that are more likely to commit crimes, violent crimes. They're more likely to drop out of school, which leads to idleness, which leads to evil.
Mm-hmm.
They're more likely to go to jail. They're more likely to be suicidal. They're more likely to not go to college. So the stats don't lie. So we need to build the foundation back. Marriage must be honorable in our communities.
Right.
We have to make marriage honorable.
Sometimes I tell my son, I'd be like, I'm worried about your generation because I don't know what you about to marry because that there's no center point.
Right.
There's no plan. It's everything goes at this point.
Exactly. Exactly. You got women just as free with their bodies as men were back in the 90s. You know,
right.
Talking about I got to get a high body count. You got... That is unheard of to hear women talk like that. Mm. But that how society is molding towards a certain direction, and
right.
it's self-destructive. It's not a lifestyle at all.
Mm.
Right now, it's a lot of death styles being passed over as trendy.
I'll tell you this. When I look at this youth generation, I wonder how can we reel it in and create a hub for everybody, even if you don't have family, even if you don't have support, to get the necessary resources. Because I think people talk too much.
Yeah.
And I think that when they talk a lot, they think they're helping.
Mm-hmm.
But usually when people feel that you care, it's an action.
Yeah.
It's like taking action,
mm-hmm.
Getting results for
exactly.
each other and things like that. And I think we kind of got away from actually rolling up our sleeves and going into the neighborhoods and producing positive outcomes for people to go and talk about, just like when you read the Bible, Jesus went in to the people and then he touched them or he did things where he made them see or they were able to spread the word that there were some real results out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see that kind of thing happening right now from the church or from the religious aspect. I don't even see that going on. I think that we got away from actually rolling up our sleeves.
Activism.
Handling our situations head up.
Absolutely.
I think that now everybody's so comfortable sitting back that now that the tear is this big, now they want to get in there. But now you need more help. You need more resources.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You need more things to take place for you to put it back together again.
Mm-hmm. And you're right, because back in the 60s, a lot of our leadership during that time period, they had food programs.
Yep.
They were ones who established the Women and Children Fund, which what the government has as WIC today. Our people actually established that, our leadership in the black and brown communities in the 60s. They were on the street. They were soapbox teachers. They was right there meeting the people where they were. They weren't going into a big megalithic building waiting for the people to come to them.
Mm.
So we're adopting those same things. Only difference is we're bringing back the actual Bible as it is written. We're not doing our own thing. We're not coming with our own doctrine. We don't want to be worshipped. We're right, Isaiah 30 and 20, we're right there in the streets with the people, as it's supposed to be. You know, as you said, as Christ was. Christ said, foxes have holes, but the Son of Man don't have nowhere to lay his head. Because he was traveling, doing the work. He was with the people, healing, feeding them. You know,
he was touchable.
Exactly.
It's the book of Isaiah, chapter 30 and verse 20.
Go ahead.
And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity.
Because for our people, we have the bread of adversity right now. We are struggling. We the last hire. We the first fire. We suffering God's judgment because we the ones who he made the covenant with in the beginning. So it says, though God give us the bread of adversity. Go ahead.
And the water of affliction.
Because we afflicted. We on Section 8. We on welfare, EBT. Go ahead.
Yet shall not thy teachers be removed into the corner anymore.
But people need to see us in the community. It says our the real teachers will not be removed into a corner. We're not hiding. We're not going to be podcast talkers. We're going to be boots on the ground. If you type in IUIC in any city you can imagine, you're going to see us in the community, boots on the ground.
How many members y'all got here in Milwaukee?
We don't typically count like that, but I do know that we are growing.
Because I know, is that the guys that with the purple robes on?
Yep.
That walk with a whole bunch of people dressed the same.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Order.
We need that to walk through Milwaukee.
Yes, sir. Lord's will in due time.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure it out.
Yeah. We with you, and Lord's will in due time. But just capitalizing on that verse, you don't got to get it. But it said that. Our people's eyes will see their teachers. Because it all starts, because you can give a man $1 million, but if his man is not right, he won't know what to do with it.
A fool and his money will soon separate.
Oh, man, that's heavy. You know, so he won't even know how to invest it and how to make it circulate within his community. But once we can change the minds of our people with the word of God, that's when we can start talking about, hey, let's do this for our people. Because our people are more than just in the U.S. Our people are in Africa. So we are not only trying to make change locally, we're trying to make change globally because our people are struggling in Ghana. We're struggling in Uganda.
Right.
We're struggling in Sierra. So we have schools in those countries as well. And we building on different continents.
That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look, when we come back, I want y'all to talk about how can we as a community get more involved in what y'all trying to do for the community.
Yes, sir.
And I think that tonight at the Boys and Girls Club in Sherman Park, we'll probably get a little bit more of the information, but at least how to tap in.
Yes, sir.
And keep up with y'all.
That'd be excellent. That'd be excellent. We would love to.
Truth Nation, when we come back, we're going to have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah. Count me out, gonna say whatever you want. Go on, yeah. But you know we gotta keep the thing going. You know it. You know it. We be on the road. Everybody know we going all right. We be on the road. Everybody know. Now tell me you know.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Yedaiah Israel in the building.
That's right, that's right. Glad to be here.
Job Israel in the building.
Yes, sir.
Israel United in Christ. They doing an event, a Stop the Violence Youth event at the Boys and Girls Club in Sherman Park tonight from 5 p.m. to 8. How can we keep up with y'all? Because I think y'all interested in to see that y'all are able to be young, this young, willing to get out in the streets and try to put your hands on what's going on and make a real change and get some results. I like that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can find us on all platforms, literally all platforms. We're talking, we have our own website, www.israelunite.org. We're on Facebook, IUIC, Israel United in Christ. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on TikTok. We're on Rumble. We're literally on all platforms. We have tens of thousands of videos across several different platforms. So literally you can go on YouTube, type in IUIC in whatever city of your choice, no matter where you are on the sound of this voice,
yep.
and you can find people in your city doing the work, cleaning up the community. We go out in droves, men and women of the congregation. We clean up the city, pick up trash. We actually send food and non-perishables to our people who are struggling and who are less fortunate. We send them clothes. You can find us in whatever city you want, and we're trying to do our best to be an example, a walking Bible.
I need y'all to come to the community cleanup we doing on April 13th.
Hey,
all we need is
let's make it happen, Joe.
Hey, we'll show up. I need the brothers out there.
Yeah, let's make it happen.
Yeah. Well, Yediah, Israel.
Yes, sir.
Sticks out to me when you talk about Israel united in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? What does that mean?
Right. So Isaiah 44. Isaiah 44. Everything goes back to the Bible. So
right.
Names are important. And you know, we as a people, we have suffered a lot in this country, and we are coming out the other side with the Spirit of God. You know, it's a miracle that we can go through what we've gone through for hundreds of years as a people. And the Lord is sending his Spirit back in the earth, and we are standing up with a sound mind. And we are understanding that the only way forward is to equip ourselves with the Word of God.
That's, and is Israel meaning that we are Israelites?
Yep. So watch this. Read Isaiah 44 and verse 5.
Yes, sir.
Let's read that first.
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 44 and verse 5.
So let's read the prophecy about the last days. After we've gone through slavery, after we've lost our heritage, we've been given names of those who owned our forefathers. Those who, you know, because like let's say if your last name was Johnson. If you go back to your great, great, great grandfather.
It's a slave name.
Yes.
Last name.
He came from the Johnson plantation. So I myself, it's time to shed that name as I walk in faith. Read that.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
One shall say, I am the Lord's,
mm-hmm.
and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob.
So this is going into a process of you learning who you are, being restored mm-hmm. to your heritage that was taken from us. And then it says we would change our name. So it may start off as an alias. Like you say, you know, I'm going to start calling myself Jacob.
Right.
After the father of the 12 tribes. I'm going to call myself Jacob, right? But then as time goes on, go ahead. Read the bottom.
One shall say, I'm the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob,
mm-hmm.
and another shall subscribe with this hand unto the Lord, and surname himself by the name of Israel.
So it's prophesied that some of us would take the final step of faith and say, you know what, I'm going to change my name legally. I'm going to change my name. I'm not going to be a Johnson. I'm not going to be a Smith
change like
anymore.
Malcolm X.
Exactly. Exactly.
The belief that we have to drop that slave mass last name.
Mm-hmm. And go back to what we was prior to us going on those slave ships. Because we are the true descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Mm.
And our heritage is important. You
right.
know. And I know you got
the traditions.
Right. And this is not about and this is not a hate campaign or anything like
no,
that.
Because I'm just, you this loving, is just what you believe.
Right. And you loving self has nothing to do with animosity for anybody else.
Right.
But the lack of love for self is hurtful to your own people because your lack of self love will reflect and then the way you deal
right.
with your people, the way you deal with your wife, the way you deal with your community.
Yep.
So you must restore
you
got to
redo
that.
Yourself. You got to, and we always talk about self-worth. Like,
yes.
You got to dig deep and clean yourself out.
Yes.
And many times all of the ideas we were fed to us
mm-hmm.
were given to us through colonialism.
Yes.
Or, you know, Western culture.
Yes.
And many times we have to unravel that to mm-hmm. find out our true beliefs and ideas and really dig deep and research who we are because they never told us, they never showed us.
Exactly, because when you look at the our people say, oh, I'm doing it for the culture. They're making drill music.
That's pop culture.
My behind is brown. The women making right. music talking, you know, and they
sexy
saying,
red.
I'm doing it for the culture, right? What is culture?
Don't you put that you, evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
So and they said that they're doing it for the culture. But what is this culture when you unpack it? Imagine you take a person, you kidnap them, you bring them across,
right.
the water, you chain them up into your basement, and in your basement is clothes and it's food and it's different kinds of food, different kinds of clothes, and then they start to I'm only gonna wear this kind of food, I'm only gonna eat this kind of food, I'm only gonna wear these kind of clothes, and they say after years go by, and their children get exposed to these things, they say, oh, this is our culture, when it's really what was given to you.
Right.
You took the scraps that was given to you and then you've created that.
And
you've accepted
miracles.
It as a way of life.
Right.
You dressed it up to make it look real nice. You made it your own, but it's still the scraps that was given to you and you're still in the land that's not yours against your will.
I agree.
So it's not our culture. Our culture is right here from Genesis to Revelations.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is 1,000%. Our culture and it's rich. It's a rich culture. And once we return to it, we're going to have a we're going to have a better eye. Because a lot of times we look
spiritual
at the Bible.
Eye.
Exactly, because we read the Bible from the outside looking in, but we're actually the people in the Bible. So once we realize that we're in it, we can see clearer as we look out into the world and be able to navigate amongst our own people and amongst everybody in society.
Mm. All right, look, once again, give us some information how we can tap in with,
yes,
with the event tonight.
Yes, sir.
Give us some information on how we can continue to get on schedule with what y'all doing for the community.
Yes, sir. So you can reach out to us at 855-484-4842, and then you can dial the extension based upon where you are, because we're all over the U.S. Mm-hmm. We're also in different parts of Central America, South America. We're in the continent of Africa. So call the number and dial in your prop extension. If you don't know the extension, just hold, stay on the line. This might will forward you based upon your location. Again, our website is www.israelunite.org. You can follow us on all social media platforms, IUIC, Israel United in Christ. You can follow our elder, Bishop Nathaniel. You can find him on Instagram under Nathaniel7.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good information. He posts daily affirmations and daily understanding to help guide the people, because we know this walk is hard. And you got to deal with your own lusts and temptations. It's not easy. It's a daily fight.
Especially peer pressure going around the clock.
Exactly. So it's a daily fight. So he's right there in the fight with us, and he understands that. So follow him as well. And you can, like I said, we on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Rumble.
What about the event tonight?
Okay, so the event's night at the Boys and Girls Club. It's at 3000 North Sherman Boulevard from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. So come on out, free admission. And Lord's will, we pray that everybody leaves better than they came.
All right. I thank y'all for stopping through.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
It was
an
honor.
Hey, look, Truth Nation, when we come back, we're going to open up the lines. They liked it right here on Tory Lowe.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Sabbath morning, rise and shine, hit the block, make it hot, shake them down. We go at it till about 4 or 5 o'clock. Warfare, got my gear, I'm prepared for the op. And we talking how we walk it, yeah, that's just how we rock. Friday night, gotta rest, in the morning, hit the block, shake them down. We go at it till about 4 or 5 o'clock. Warfare, got my gear, I'm prepared for the op. And we talking how we walk it, yeah, that's just how we rock. Hey, I'm a work.
What a one, 7 the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Do this till the death of me. Is this Israel United in Christ rappers?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's
truth
what I live.
That's what we call
the
it.
The truth music.
That's right.
We used to call it gospel rap. I guess it's truth music now. Hey, when I was coming up, gospel gangsters and all that, Soldiers for Christ and mm-hmm. Truth for You and all that. So
right.
I was actually a gospel rapper when I was in church. I was a Winners in Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was getting booed back then. Back then you got booed. Like right. The church wasn't ready for it now. Now they lit right now.
That's right.
I'm gonna have to send me to some of those links, DJ Brothers. I'm gonna have to, you know, this 2024, that's surprising. It is competitive.
That's right.
Powerful. I got a friend that is in the Nation, and he came on the show, and he does music. And mm-hmm. and what I'm saying is, it's just in us. That don't mean that we have to change anything. Art is art.
Right.
You know, so you don't have to change the art because you're looking at somebody else painting.
Mm-hmm.
You just paint what you see. And,
right.
And a lot of people lose themselves mm-hmm. with trying to keep up with everybody else.
Right. Facts. Mm-hmm.
And so I always say that everybody was made as individually unique.
Mm-hmm.
And how you use that individualism is take your experiences and paint a picture from the way you see it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes your art, your work, the things that you do, it that's what separates you from everybody else.
Mm-hmm. And music is powerful.
Right.
Music is very powerful. Music can be used as a tool to destroy or to build. Mm-hmm. You know, so we got to be very mindful with what we put out there, because it will return.
Right.
It's going to accomplish something. You know, like in the Bible with David and Saul. Saul envied David. He had an evil spirit on him. David would play, and then Saul would be appeased of that evil spirit, and he would be calm, and he'd be back to his rightful self. So if the Bible is telling you that music can alter your mood and change your behaviors and your attitude, we got to be mindful what we allow into our spirits, because it's going to bring forth fruit.
Right. And to that point, I was watching a video actually about the club, and you wonder why these clubs are getting shot up. You in the club, you in the
tear the
vicinity.
Club up.
Yeah, you in the vicinity playing shoot the club up, tear the club up. Then when three people get shot in the parking lot,
you dumbfounded.
Yeah, yeah. Now we looking like what happened.
How did this happen?
Yeah, you had Earth, Wind, and Fire instruments playing, basses and sounds. You know the vibes get the people going. Now you got drill, kill, kill, right. Op, op.
You remember back in the early 2000s, that Knuck If You Buck came on.
Yeah,
man.
And it's like
you already knew. People stopped dancing. People tried to put their back against the wall, man.
Right.
Knuck If You Buck got many people.
I ain't never scared by Bone Crusher.
Yeah, come on.
And that's one of my friends, Bone Crusher. We got a song together. I never put it out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I ain't never put it out. But like I said, I mean, hey.
Yeah, but it's the truth.
That's what it was. And I think that people, we act surprised when we see outcomes, but we not checking the music we listening to. We not checking the culture that we participate in. And I always say it's programming. When you understand, they call it we forget that they call it television programming.
Mm.
Or when you come to an event, they be like, here go the agenda for the program.
Mm.
They tell you, like, this show is a program. It's a radio program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just community-based.
Right.
We just frontline-based.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, like I said, we got to make sure that everything we take in, everything we consume, does it fit our plan for where we trying to go? And I always say, do your friends fit your plans and where you trying to go to?
That's key.
I think a lot of people don't understand how powerful it is when you choose friendship or relationships with people.
Yes.
That plays a huge factor in the outcomes.
Mm-hmm. They always say, show me your friends and I'll show you who you're going to be. You know, you hang around with 7 drug dealers, you'll be the 8th.
Right. That has to happen to that point.
Or you just be on drugs.
Right. About the music, you want to bring out that communications?
Yeah. Go ahead. Get that. Yeah.
Going back to the scriptures, it's the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 33.
Come on.
It says, be not deceived.
Mm-hmm.
Evil communications corrupt good manners.
You see that? So God lets you know, because you might say, oh, it doesn't affect me. Right. I can listen to drill music all day 24/7. It's not going to affect the way I treat my brother. God said, do not be deceived.
Right.
Evil communication will corrupt good manners. It will corrupt your upbringing. It will corrupt your judgment. And then you wondering why you sitting in a cell like, what did I just do? You just killed your brother is what you did.
You know what I've been seeing?
Wow.
I see a lot of people that would come and just be so tough.
Mm.
But then when they go left and when they get legal.
Yeah.
When the boys come get you.
Oh, yeah.
And then they go to court and they're crying. And then you have a lot of resentment. Right.
Mm-hmm.
60 seconds.
We seen it on First 48.
Right, all the time.
First 48, it shed light on the fact that once they got to deal with those consequences, that's when they revert back to their child.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, and they want their mama, they want their daddy. You know,
reality.
They tell it all for a pack of cigarettes.
And then the sad part about it is you never reached out to the family, but then when you go to jail, you want to run up the phone bill, calling everybody collect, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I say, like, we have to reorganize because now you want mama's love and nurturing on a phone call that say you only got 2 minutes left, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when she was telling you the whole time, like, don't, you know,
get out the street.
And it'd be little nuggets. Every time a tragic event happens, I always know that there's a woman somewhere that was around them that was telling them not to do that.
Your Proverbs 19, verse 18.
It's always somebody that was in there. I'd be like, who was telling them not to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, I was the one. And, you know, and I would always know that you will never go out here and get in any kind of trouble or chaos without somebody warning you first. So it's always somebody in the family that probably saw something that they didn't like or
that voice
tried
of reason
to talk to you. Hey, look, maybe you shouldn't be doing this and that. And you ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually
it caught up with you.
It caught up. Right.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 19 and verse 18.
Because what you just said was very heavy. I want to back you up. Read that.
It says, chasten thy son.
Correct your son. Give them that upbringing that they need. Read.
While there is hope.
It says, while there is hope. Because sometimes people go beyond the point of return.
Mm.
And now you behind them. There's no more hope for you. You can repent behind those bars, but it's not much mama could do for you. You run that mama cell phone
that
bill
system.
when you could have changed your ways.
Right.
You know, I'm working out. You could have worked out here as a Planet Fitness for $10 a month.
Wow.
You don't have to go to jail to work out.
I still ain't been using my Planet Fitness.
I was going to say, Tori took that one.
Or even find God.
I felt that.
Or even find God. A lot of people wait till they get incarcerated to find God.
To get closer to God.
You could have did that as a free man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Look, I'm going to tell you this. This is another powerful. I want you guys to come back. You know, and other events and share. You know, because this is what it's about. And I always say to me, there's a lot of things going on out here where people believe a certain way or it's 101 genders and things like that. But I always say that the results is where you have to watch and see the where they're placing the energy and the outcomes of their energy, and that's action. And so I'm more about an action than it is about words. So, you know, because you get people talking slick all the time, you know, like I said, and when you talk about religious ideas, you got so many things out here that are harming people or, you know, you got lawsuits against pastors and preachers and things like that. So the thing is, I always say, what is the fruit of these people, or what is the fruit of the leader to show that they are worthy to continue to have that attention?
Right.
Wow.
So you have to look at what they're able to put out in the neighborhoods to make the right judgment.
Right. Yeah. And that, and that's one thing about Israel United in Christ. And again, the work speaks for itself, but just me, just being a fan of my leadership, not only being a part of the movement itself, but also being an admirer, and I aspire to be like those men.
Right.
When I know where I came from,
right,
and I know I wouldn't be where I'm at today as a father, a husband, high up in my corporate position at my job, I wouldn't be where I'm at today if it was not for the tutelage of my elders. And all they do is point me to the Bible.
That's it.
And then when
they give you that solid,
That solid counsel. And when I look at them and I look at their wife and I look at their children, I can see the fruits.
The examples.
Yeah, I can see the humility in their children. I can see the shamefacedness in their wife and the care and the nurturing spirit. So they are themselves walking Bibles, you know, which shows
examples.
Me they about what they shout. So now I have to learn integrity. Now I have to learn humility, because it's not just about being, because, you know, everybody got a podcast today. Everybody got a podcast, and it has become trendy. You know, positive messages have become trendy, but are they really applying it back at the ranch?
Hey, right. Meanwhile.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. I can scroll right now and get 18 motivational speeches.
Yes.
Man.
You know.
give me 1 Samuel 2, because what he said is right on point. It's about action. So we out there in the communities, we're teaching our people line upon line. Hey, listen, let's stop whoring ourselves out. Let's stop making our women whores. Let's marry. If they're good enough to lay with, they're good enough to stay with.
Right.
All right, let's start making better decisions. Let's stop being the first name mentioned when it comes to STDs. Let's be more responsible. Let's stop being known and classified as deadbeat dads. Let's stop being known as careless mothers. Let's start building ourselves up so we can be fruitful in society and take care of home. You know, read that.
The book of 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 3. Talk no more so exceeding proud.
Because everybody got a podcast today. Everybody got something to say. It says, God
something
says,
powerful to say.
Yeah, God says, talk no more so exceedingly proudly. Go ahead.
Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed.
So we about that action. We about that action. Our people need help. We here to help
them.
1,000%.
Hey, look, we got to run a break. Tonight at the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Milwaukee, 3000 North Sherman Boulevard, there will be an event, the Youth of Violence, taking action against violence in the community.
That's right.
I appreciate y'all for coming through.
Man, thank you for having us.
Truth Nation, when we come back, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.